Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday, the 29th of October. Thank you for joining me today, hanging out with us here at the Cave Show with PLR. Oh my goodness, last night was absolutely insane. Crazy, crazy finish to the Cardinals and the Packers last night. So we'll get into that. We will digest it. We will dissect it. And we will get it out to you. Blackhawks, their situation has taken a turn. Someone is no longer working because of that situation. We talked about this yesterday. We'll follow up on it. At 1:15, scheduled to have Joanna Rosalion from Insight Sports and the Spanish Color for the Phoenix Suns. So we will get with her, talk to her about the World Series, which resumes tonight, as well as the game last night. It's a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's jump right into it. This is Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, this is PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down there and let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member. Get you access to the members' lounge. Tons of TVs, places to sit. You can lock your backs up to a humidor. Becomes your second home. Really does. If you don't become a member, still no issues. Plenty of places for you to sit down, relax, watch a ton of sports, a lot of great games on all the time there. So definitely check out Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, if you're unable to get in directly, no worries. Just go to Stogie World, S-C-O-A-G-I-E, world.com. If you order your sticks early enough in the day, you ship out the exact same day. Now, remember, Maduro's does serve beer and wine, so you can have your adult beverage while enjoying your steak. And also remember, let them know if you're in there, PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. All that happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Call in number 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. If you have something on your mind, get it off. Give a call. Talk to us. Let us know what's happening with you. Do have a call on hold. Let's roll with this. Cave Show PLR, thank you for holding.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
What's up, Lou? How are you, buddy?
What a game. What a game. And I was right. I was right.
Yeah, you were. You picked that one. I thought for sure the Cardinals would win that game, and they had every opportunity, just could not make it work at the very end.
Yeah, it looked so sure, but they were. Until the very end of that last play.
Yeah, in the press conference after the game, no one knew what he was thinking. It was immediately after.
No.
So obviously more and more will come out, but AJ Green was just like, I'm watching that game, and I'm like, what, did he turn around?
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like he was trying to pass block, I mean, a run block, but there was enough time to run a run play with no timeout. So I'm like, what is he doing?
What was he thinking? Or was he thinking at all?
Even if you didn't hear the play call, I think there's no way you would think that you should be blocking out there. So I don't know what's happening with that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But
we're
getting two really, really good teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing was that Kingsbury was complaining about Hopkins getting back into the game when he shouldn't have been in the game in the first place.
Yeah, Hopkins was banged up, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Plays that Hopkins was on the field for, the Cardinals averaged 11.1 yards per play. Because when he's in the game, even if you're not throwing to him, you got to acknowledge him on the field. So he's an incredible part of that team. Incredible part of that offensive team. But,
and
yeah,
like I said,
I'm not sure what AJ Green was in.
Yeah. And as I said, play through the pain.
Yeah, you know, it's – but there comes a time where it's like, okay, yeah, we want to play through it. We want him to – there, but would you rather have him there this one game, or would you rather have him just get healthy when you really are going to need him down the line? I mean, hell, the Packers are playing without – help. Packers are playing without a whole bunch of people that I'm sure they would have loved to use.
Yes. Now,
so,
you know, I don't think, you know, maybe Kingsbury is right. I mean, if he was that injured, you know, I don't think he was able to play in the rest of that game. I think it was a bad move on his part.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. Look, too bad he wasn't throwing to that side then, huh?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Hopkins would have come down with that. So, some way or the other.
Yes.
So,
all right, game three tonight. So, we're here to take a 2-1 edge. I always thought, though, that, you know, I always thought this, that game four is always the most interesting game of the series, because if you win in a 2-1 in this situation, if you win, you're one win away from winning it all. Or if not, you go to a best of three. So, it's like game four, that's where you really start to see things happen. So far, we haven't seen much of anything happening because it's been, you know, not very competitive, which I kind of find surprising.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Well, game four is always big when it's one, when, you know, when before game three it's 1-1. I'm with you on that. I just think with this series, you really got to get game three because you don't want that pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying this more for Atlanta. You don't want to be down.
Yes.
You know, 2-1 with that pressure of game three at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you're thinking, crap, if we lose today, then we get swept at home. If we lose today, man, that's got to be tough. If we lose today, crap, now we're headed back to Houston no matter what.
Sure.
So I'm with you that four is really important. But, you know, in this case, I think because of what's on the line, game three might be just as important.
Oh, yeah, I'm not knocking game three, but I think game four has more significance.
Yes. Yes,
three,
tell you what.
I always thought, because, you know, third game, it's only, you know, it'll be 2-1 or, the worst case, 3-0, and they could take in, you would take on the next game. This, you know, was just like, you know, to get a 2-1 advantage, but then after that, then it starts to get serious, because this is where, like, okay, game four, if we win, we're just one game away. If not, boy, the agony can.
Yeah, we're in trouble. Yeah, we're in trouble. So, no, I understand exactly where you're coming from.
I'm glad
you do, because
most people think, what?
Yeah, no, you know, it's kind of funny because a lot of people, I've even heard it said this way before. If you have to miss watching game one or game three. Never miss game two or game four. Because you either have to even it up or you take the commanding lead. In game four, like you said, either, you know, if it's 2-1, either you got to even it up or the team is away. So, yeah, you're right on stuff with that. I've heard people say that before.
Well, of course, I'll be discussing that tomorrow. Whether anybody agrees with me or not, well, that's their problem.
Well, You got one here, my friend.
Years, gee, you think after 8 years of covering all this stuff, you think people would know me by now with this? Well, like 5 years actually, but 8 years, but 8 years altogether, you know, with going back to my local days. So it's been 8 years that I've been, you know, doing this.
That's good stuff, bro.
And they say I never laughed.
Well, you know what? The fun part about life is proving people wrong.
Yes.
That's the fun part about life.
At the same time, I want people to think I'm making an ass of myself.
Well, you know what? People stop to theirs, right? So what can you do? People stop to theirs.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't like people's opinions on this bomb because everybody, because, you know, I do think everybody is a critic, and I know that some critics are just not going to agree with you. So, you know, I've come to learn that now. Like, okay, they got their opinions, they're the critics, you know, but I'm sticking by what I said, and if they don't like it, well, too bad.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, my friend, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
I think you were on with that one, and I know I got to jump because I got guests coming up.
The interview.
And so we will, yep. So we will definitely talk soon. Have a good weekend, and I will try to get with you on Saturday.
Okay, 2 p.m. your time, 5 p.m. mine. So long, Paul.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Shrunk again.
My man Lou, good friend of the program. You know what? I tell you what. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. People like it, they do. If they don't, they don't, right? That's the way it goes. Anyway, we'll be right back. Scheduled to have Adriana Rosalie, Insight Sports' very own, right here with us. We will do that as soon as we get back. It's K-Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up!" Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show, PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with us this fine Friday afternoon. Thank you also for listening to us live. Easiest way to get us live, of course, go to sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Hit that live button. There we are. Also, we have a replay on KSRN at 3 o'clock. Simply download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. We're also on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Again, download those apps. Apple App Store, Google Play Store. We are at The Cave Show, brought to you by thesportscave.com. So there we are. Definitely check us out. Always easy to get all of our shows. So there were some other things that came out of the game last night. Tight end Robert Tonyan for the Green Bay Packers tore his ACL. Will be out. As you know, Hopkins, at wide receiver for the Cardinals, had a tender hamstring. So no update on. The Cardinals are on what we like to call a mini bye week. They play Thursday, obviously. They do not play this Sunday, and then they come back the following Sunday. So it's like a little mini bye week for them. That game, though, last night was just an insane game. I'm still today wondering what the heck was A.J. Green thinking of. I mean, you get at this situation, you get to the goal line and you turn around. But I remember sitting watching the game when they decided to run the play and not kick the field goal. I said, there's time. It's just got to be something to the end zone. But there's definitely time. But I don't think they knew that it would shake down quite like this. After the game, I don't know if you want to say frustrated Cliff Kingsbury or bewildered Cliff Kingsbury. But either way, you could tell he was a little off with what happened. And, you know, one of the things he said was we got to communicate better, obviously, so everyone can know what's going on. But he was asked by a reporter did he think the back shoulder pass would work. He said, yeah, if basically the wide receiver had turned around, it would have worked perfectly. So I think they're really miffed at what A.J. Green was thinking in that play. And oftentimes you hear in sports, well, if it came down to that, we were going to lose anyway. I mean, I know the Cardinals had three turnovers. They didn't control the clock. Green Bay came in with a game plan. But sometimes it really does. Sometimes it really does boil down to one play. And it did. It boiled down to that one play. So that was just, I don't know. Like I said, everyone knows that, well, I would think everyone knows that if it's not a running play, you get to the end zone, you turn around. But, hey, like I said, miscommunication, and it ended up costing the Cardinals the game. But right now, without any further ado, Insight Sports creator and the color commentator for the Phoenix Suns Spanish broadcast, the one, the only, the real true superstar, Joanna Rosalie. What's going down?
Hello, PLR. What an introduction. I am so honored.
Well, I mean, you're the big baller sitting there, you know, doing the broadcast. The rest of us are like, you know, just watching and listening. I mean, I'm hearing rumors there are people that don't even speak Spanish that were listening to the broadcast.
God, yes, that was true. I did have quite an audience there listening, tuning in on Wednesday night. So excited to accomplish that and have that in my resume. And I'm looking forward to doing it once again on Saturday. So for Spanish speakers, you can listen in on La Mejor 106.5 FM or 1400 AM KSUN station. But so
there
what are
go.
We going to talk about? I'm looking forward to talking to some sports with you. The tables are turned now.
Yeah. Well, first off, give me your thoughts. I know Aaron Rodgers is your guy, but give me your thoughts overall of that game last night, the way it ended and how everything shook down. So just basically, what do you think of how they controlled the game and throughout and the Cardinals' mistakes and the ultimate mistake at the end of the game?
Oh, my gosh. I was actually talking to a few, friends of ours, which we have in common, and talking about the game actually last night after it happened. I'm like, literally, I am, you know me, and our fans and some friends know my little situation. I am an Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers fan, but I'm also a Cardinals fan. So literally torn in half. So I was happy for Aaron and the Packers, but I was also torn with, you know, the Cardinals losing and actually, you know, have, the, you know, their first loss, unfortunately. But that was actually the kind of game that I did expect out of Rodgers and Murray and just both teams. And I actually was a little bit surprised in the end with that last play, which you just mentioned. A little miscommunication there. Unfortunately, the wrong guy landed the ball and ended up being an interception. I was actually expecting that to go to overtime, but that did not happen. But I don't know.
The Cardinals should have just kicked them. You think the Cardinals should have just kicked the ball, or did they do the right thing trying to score the touchdown to win the game?
I think it was the right call in trying to run the ball to go ahead and get that touchdown. One thing though, I actually thought that he was going to, instead of going right, he was going to go ahead and throw it left because he also Kyler Murray also had an opportunity. I can't remember who was running towards that end, but he was more open on that side instead of throwing it the way that he did, because that guy, I can't remember who's the one who caught the ball right now for the Green Bay Packers. My mind is running a blank right now. But he was just too attached. He was just right there neck and neck, and I was scared that was going to happen. But, you know, you win some and you lose some, and the everything that they did and everything Kyler Murray did on that last, you know, last possession of the game, and, you know, trying to go ahead and make that touchdown, he did it everything he could, and he did it right. The one thing I think he could have done a little bit better is this, you know, that quickness and trying to go ahead and once having that down, coming back quickly and releasing the ball again to get further out. And I think if he would have been quicker on that, they would have been able to capitalize on it and score that touchdown and not have you be so much pressure and down to the wire and literally being to the last second.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. There's a couple of things, even though that drive went really well for them starting at their own one, a couple of things stood out. The high snap stood out because that actually cost them a timeout, which they probably could have used, or not probably, I'm sure they could have used in those last few seconds of the game. That really hurt. And so I think that played a big part of the way they have to call plays, as well as obviously the last play when you have A.J. Green just simply not turning around, which I'm still miffed at on that one. But they're just a good team playing a good team. And I love the way that the NFC has stacked up with, you know, the Packers and the Cardinals and the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. The NFC is going to be really, really tough.
Yes, it's already tough as it is. But I think, and we saw that last season. And this season is just even more stacked up within just the way they're playing, too, like each team. So I know, like, some have been asking me about the playoffs. I'm not ready until I know those last results, because we're going to have probably another, you know, and Aaron Rodgers said it yesterday after the game and telling Kyler Murray that we'll see you in the playoffs. So we have that. We have, you know, at Packers and, once again, Buccaneers, Tom Brady probably, you know, be part of that, you know, again. But the one thing that I am worried for the Cardinals, and let me just go ahead and backtrack there, is the loss of J.J. Watt. And I think that was one of the things that they kind of had to adjust to in this, you know, game last night against the Packers and, you know, filling that void. And it did show, and it did have some effect on them.
It did. And on the line, here on the Cave Show of PLR, the one, the only Joanna Rosley, Inside Sports' very own, and color commentator, for the Phoenix Suns. So let me ask you this. Was there, and I know I'm going to ask this kind of loaded the way it's going to come out, but even though the Cardinals lost, and even if the Packers had lost, was there really a loser in the eyes of the fans, in that did anyone come away thinking any team was overrated or any team was more than what they thought? Or do you think fans came away with both of these teams are just really, really good teams?
In the conversations that I've had with, you know, friends and those I know, and even those that are, you know, whether they're in the business or not, and, you know, and even just hearing it throughout, everyone was looking forward to this matchup. And it was going to be good regardless. And I don't see it as a loss for either one. Yeah, like, it's a loss on the books, you know, as a game. But, you know, even Aaron Rodgers and what he said, like, he has respect for Kyler Murray. And, you know, he was, you know, looking forward to, you know, playing against him once again. And it just speaks to the caliber of a quarterback Kyler Murray, you know, is becoming, not, you know, and is already. And for someone as elite as Aaron Rodgers to recognize and speak upon it, you know, and just, you know, tells you what type of person not only he is, but also the type of game that you got to see. And everyone's acknowledging and even seeing that out of not only Kyler Murray, but also the Arizona Cardinals. And it was going to be a close game. It was going to be a great game. And I'm glad that that, you know, was a Thursday night football, because that was Thursday night football type of value. And those are the kind of games that you want to see. And regardless of who wins and who loses, because that type of performance is what, you know, I think you should be having at nights on those prime time, you know, time slots for football nights.
Yeah, because usually the Thursday night games suck. We could just be honest about it. A lot of times those Thursday night games are I really don't care about. But that was one going in record-wise, and it really didn't disappoint at all. I mean, you had Aaron Rodgers doing Aaron Rodgers thing. You had the Cardinals down, but then needed a goal line stance, which they did. You needed them to go 99 yards, which they almost did. You had a great play on defense by the Packers, which they pulled. I mean, everything that would be entertaining, it was just an entertaining game all the way around. So I'm really happy that we finally got one of those on a Thursday. Look, I want to switch up gears a little bit. You're doing Suns commentating, color commentating. You were at the game the other night. So far this season, what are your thoughts on the Suns?
Oh, my gosh. I really do not want to sound the alarm quite yet, but I am starting to get worried. I'm not going to lie. The Suns have not won a game at home as of yet. They've only won one game, and it was on the road against the Lakers. And looking back at it, it was kind of, you know, deserved of the Suns, yes. But, you know, you're looking at the Lakers and what they have right now, and it's, you know, it's kind of a little bit also expected as well. But the opponents that they have faced so far, yeah, they haven't been easy. But they also came prepared. It was the Nuggets. It was the Lakers. But, you know, they did get that win. Portland Trailblazers, which for the Suns is always a challenge, or has been, you know, challenged the last several times they faced each other off. And, you know, going into the offseason is the last team that they faced, and it was actually a pivotal game determining, you know, what was going to happen there in postseason outcome. They come back, you know, Portland, you know, did everything, and they actually beat them at their own game as well. So something that we typically see out of the Phoenix Suns, that ball movement and that perfect formula, Portland had in that game. With the Sacramento Kings, the Suns, I don't know if it was communication, maybe a little bit too close, you know, they were just maybe too comfortable. They had the lead, but once they went into that second half, it just all started to fall apart. And DeAndre Ayton is another question, another component there is he was on fire that first half, but that second half, he was, you know, that fire was put out. He didn't really, you know, do too much. So there are some things to look at. They're leaving, you know, open spaces. They are having trouble at the paint, not only in their own paint, but also, you know, on the opponent's side, and going and also leaving it open. So there's some things that I think Monty Williams needs to reconvene with the Suns and figure out what's going to be the best move going forward.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Okay,
yes,
yeah, I'm
here.
I got you. Okay. I said a couple things that happened that I think are really good is that they had a couple days off to really get some practice work in, which you won't get when the season progresses even more. And they all spoke about certain things. I mean, DeAndre Ayton was not upset, but upset, I guess is the best way to put it, about only getting one shot in the second half of the game last night when he had a really good first half. And I can understand him being justifiably upset about that. And it's all about ball movement. He called the second half performance against the Kings as unacceptable. Jay Crowder spoke about how you can't let teams get comfortable, because when they get comfortable, you can then start contesting shots. It won't matter. They're on a roll. Everything, and I'll be honest with you, everything that's going on, I'm not worried. And it's weird that I'm not, because usually after four games, I know you still got 78 left, but I'm like, okay, they got to probably clean this up. They got to do this. Honestly, I'm not worried, because if they can beat the Lakers like that on the road, and the first two games at home, they can come out in the first half and do that. It just says to me, once they clean up the fourth quarter, or excuse me, the third quarter, they're going to be fine. And I think this team, as DeAndre Ayton said, there's no rookies in there. There's no rooks. These are all veteran guys that know what they're doing. So I believe it or not, I think they're fine.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No, and I kind of do agree with you. You know, let me go ahead and, you know, because you touched on two things there. And first, let me go ahead about the losses. If they're going to lose, right now is the best time for them to have those losses, you know, and just get together, come together, and make the adjustments that you need and just, you know, figure it out and start winning. That's number one. But right now is the best time to go ahead and have those losses, and I think that will be just fine. Number two is the comfort, and you can't have that. You know, they're you said it, they're not rookies, they are veteran players. So with that being said, they should really not be playing the way that they are. It's like they should know better and be prepared a lot more. Not saying that, you know, they're not, but if they know that what these teams that they're facing, what they're going to be doing come around, because they are the Western Conference champs. They are the, you know, runners up for the championship, for the finals. So they know all these other teams, they know what they're coming up against. So everyone's going to prepare well. So the Suns should know that, especially being that they're veterans and they don't have really any rookies there. But I think it's going to get better. Right now it's good to have that, you know, that roughness and that little bump on the road that the season is just starting. But it just, you know, I think that we'll do what needs to be done and make those adjustments to obtain those wins and as the season progresses.
Yeah, and I think it'll help, too, when Cam is back. Cam Payne, because as well as Elfrid Payton played the other night, Cam provides a certain amount of energy off the bench. And I like I said, it's weird because usually I would start thinking, oh, crap, same old Suns. But I don't think that's them. I really don't. And a couple things that I do like about this team and the way they're going and is they to fix a problem, you have to acknowledge the problem. And they've acknowledged the problem. And so I think that's going to go a long ways for them.
I agree. And knowing that, you know, knowing that and acknowledging that, that does go a long way. And I give them props for that, because that's not something that any player can do or does, and especially more as a team. But one of the things that I also will point out is keep an eye out on Payton, because coming off the bench, he's right now in for Cam Payne. So this is going to be a guy that you're going to want to look out for, and you're going to want him out on the court more often. You know, if you didn't see him play against Sacramento or see him in those last two couple of games, he's one that you should look at, and I say go ahead and tune in on Saturday's game, because he's definitely going to be deserved of having more minutes out on the court. And I don't know what Monty's going to do once Cam is all healthy, maybe split those minutes or whatnot. But yeah, he's a good guy out there that the Suns are going to want to keep.
Notice you said listen before she said watch. And you want to know why she said listen first is because she wants you to listen to her give color commentary on that game. Don't be slick. I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, you caught me.
So that's good stuff, though. You know, congratulations on getting that and being able to do that. So before I know you got to jump soon, but I got to ask, what was it like the first time you actually did it? Like, what was going through your minds when they first told you this is what you're going to be doing? And then what went through your mind when you actually did it? And then after it was over and you digested it all, what were your thoughts then?
All right. So first it was shock. And I, you know, belief was just like, you know, could not believe that was happening. And the dream is coming true that I've never in my, you know, million years that I would, it's something that I dreamed of, you know, something that you dream of as a kid. So, and actually for having it come to fruition, it's one, you know, it's just like, am I dreaming? Like, pinch me. So that's kind of like what went through on my end, just finding that out and having being able to acknowledge and know once you're, you know, hey, you know, this is actually really happening and I'm going to be sharing, you know, this alongside one of the best play-by-play guys in the broadcast, which is Arturo Ochoa, who does, you know, in Spanish, and I was like just beside myself, you know, and just it's just been a whirlwind in just a very short period of time, and being able to accomplish this, and then alongside that is, you know, not only him but you know the great K-Ray, Kevin Ray, who's also, you know, an acquaintance and friend, dear friend of ours too, in being able to, you know, be in that same spot, you know, and something that someone that I've looked up to for many years, or people that I've looked up for many years. So there was that. Going into the game, it was a lot of nerves. Because you're nervous. You're like, can I do this? You know, I can't believe I'm doing this. But it's just like also at the same time calming myself down. But once you're in and the game starts or the broadcast starts, you're just locked in. You tune everything out. And you just focus. So there wasn't really a lot of time to process. Another, you know, just been telling myself, you know, don't get nervous. but once it was over, it was just like, I can't believe I did this. And remember the last few minutes of the game that was left because I hadn't really looked around the arena until right prior before we started doing the pregame. And you know this, PLR, you go into the game, you know, as media, you go in early, pretty much the arena is, you know, pretty much empty. So that's pretty much what I got to see before the game started. And then when the fans start kind of going crazy and it's like 5 minutes or maybe less of the game, because that's when the high energy the arena was. And I look up and I look around and I'm like, this is like, I don't know if it was sold out. I totally forgot to go check on the attendance and see if it was a sellout or not. But I look up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a full arena. And I'm here doing this. So I kind of like, I had to kind of be like, oh, come back to earth. Don't lose yourself. Since we have a game and it's, you know, a pivotal moment here and it can possibly go to overtime. But after
it was sold out,
over,
by the way.
It was sold out. Okay. Wow. but yeah, but after it was over, it was like, wow, like this is in the books and this is real and there's more to come. This is only the start of it. So I still can't believe it. I got a lot of, great nods from friends and family and them listening in and, friends from near and far and family as well tuning in. So it's a great accomplishment.
Good deal. Well, big time congratulations to you. I mean, that was cool. And then here's what's even funnier. You sat three seats down from me.
Yes. Three seats down. Appreciate the pictures. Thank you very much for capturing that moment for me as well.
Oh, No worries. You know what's really funny? I didn't expect to sit there. I thought we would be overloaded and pressed, and I would be sitting at the in the auxiliary area. So I'm actually surprised, because the first game against the Nuggets, there was so much coverage there. It was insane. The first game, though, I always remember, you know, that's when TV stations are sending, like, their weather person to cover the game from the inside. Like, there's going to be a thunderstorm. But by the second, third, and fourth game, it becomes those of us who cover the Suns or that have been doing it for a while. So I sometimes I forget that. It's just like, you know, from doing Diamondback games all these years. Mm-hmm. The first day, opening day, you're literally, and you know I'm not kidding with this, you're seeing the weather girl sitting in a press box. It's like, why? Or the weather guy, and you're like, why? You're not – the roof is closed. Why are you in the stadium? And then by, like, the 15th game, you're like, oh, only the Diamondback people are here now. So it's kind of funny, kind of that same type thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot more media there as well, and surprised that, you know, it wasn't an overflow, but it was, you know, like, again, like, I didn't have too much time to see who was and who wasn't there.
You're not processing.
Yeah, it was part of that processing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know how it
well,
is
listen.
When you start something new like that.
Well, tell everyone where they can, I know class is about to get us, tell everyone where they can listen to you at Insight, as well as where they can check you out during the game tomorrow night.
Yes, you can find Insight Sports Network. We do Insight Sports Talk on Tuesday nights at 7 and on Saturday mornings at 11. And we do live streaming on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. But you can also download from wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. We upload just after our show wraps up. And also on KSRN Arizona, you can also tune in there, and we are on there daily as well. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at InsightSportsNet on Instagram, InsightSports_ on Twitter. You can find me, Joanna Rosalie, on both Instagram and Twitter. Same handle, J Rosalie. That's JROSALYE. And you can tune in to the Spanish podcast for the Phoenix Suns on this Saturday, starting at approximately 6:45 for the pregame, following the game at 7 on 106.5 FM, 1400 AM. And you can also listen in on TuneIn, or, you know, wherever you can go ahead and get that station, iHeart, and so many other platforms as well, for to La Mejor. So I think that covers it. It's a mouthful, PLR.
Sorry. Oh, and by the way, tweet her movie quote. She loves movie quotes. You can always play guess what movie this came from with her, because she's seen every single movie inside joke. Thank you for coming on. I enjoyed it. It's been too long, and we got to do it quicker than this next time.
Yes, most definitely. We'll definitely plan that out. And yes, what he said, listen to him, treat me anything, movie quotes, sports, whatnot. That would be a nice, good game to play, a trivia. Can you guess where this quote, you know, what movie this quote is from? So I would love to do that.
Well, let's have a good rest of your day, and go Suns.
Go Suns. Thank you for having me.
All right, I'll catch up with you. Thank you.
Bye.
The one only, Joanna Rosalie. She does everything. She's everywhere, so definitely check her out. We'll be right back to wrap this bad boy up. This case show PLR.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Well, welcome back to the Cave Show on PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you are checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com is the website. Again, Cave is with the K. And you get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. So you hear that music in the background. One, it's Mike, so you can play the song anytime you want. But we know that Sunday is the Ghosts, Goblins. It's their day. Halloween is on Sunday. Let me ask you a question. It just marinates in the background. So a lot of intellectual conversations come about when there are cigars involved. And one of the topics came up, when is too old for kids to trick-or-treat? So, like, if a 16-year-old rings your doorbell, are you giving them candy? Or are you saying, get on your bike, ride down to Walgreens, and buy some candy? Are you a doorbell answerer, or do you just put a pot of candy out? Or are you the Grinch that just don't do either? Are you that person that gives them healthy stuff? Who are you? Tweet it to me, PLR on Sports. I'm curious to see what you think. I want to know what type of trick-or-treater host you are. See, I say get a big bowl of carrots, the mini ones, and whenever someone rings your doorbell, stick your hand in the carrots, drop them right in their bag. We'll see. Hey, anyway, we got a caller on the line. Let's jump to that before we get out of here. Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, can you
hear
me?
Am I
on the air?
You're on the air.
Hey, my name is Woody. How you doing, man?
Good, and you?
I just was wondering if you would suck my cock.
You know, I love callers like that. They sit on hold. They sit on hold forever to get through to show the world that they're a dumbass. I think it's absolutely great. I do. I think it's funny because there are people that get bothered by stuff like that. I don't. You have a right to show your stupidity. That's the best part about this country. Let me see what I can do in the middle of an afternoon. I can sit on hold. And then when I get on the air, instead of showing that I'm an adult, I can be a 12-year-old and say some stupid crap. You know what? I wouldn't even insult a 12-year-old like that. So I take that back. I apologize to 12-year-olds. So I think he said his name was Woody right there. Woody, I've got some advice for you. Get a job so that way you can have something to do in the middle of the day as opposed to holding on. Learn how to speak like an adult when you get your job, because I'm sure that's probably why you're not working. Move out of your grandmother's basement. Stop smoking weed. Stop getting munchies. And stop delivering pizzas on your bike. And then when you do all of those things, Woody, oh, and stop listening to old Jerky Boy records from the 90s. And when you do all those things in conjunction, oh, wait, that's probably a real big word for Woody. When you put all those things together, then give a call back. Let us know you grew up, and then we'll take your call again. But get out your grandma's basement. One thing I did want to touch on before we signed off today, and like I said, Twitter's PLR on Sports. Definitely give a tweet. Let me know what kind of Halloween host you are. The Blackhawks mentioned this yesterday. They are in a world of trouble with their stupidity on how to deal with sexual assault. The owner of the Blackhawks would like to have everyone's name removed off the Stanley Cup that, the person's name removed off the Stanley Cup, the convicted sex offender. I'm 100% with that. Does not deserve to have his name on the Stanley Cup at all. Doesn't deserve it. So I'm definitely in agreement with that. So that needs to happen. That shouldn't even be a thought at all. So let's get that removed. Joel Quenneville, Quinny, resigned from the Florida Panthers. We knew that was coming. I said yesterday he should have been fired, but he resigned, so he's out, and as well as he should be out of a job. So there's more to come. This tree is still shaking the stakes out, so we'll see what happens when everything is finished. All right, everyone, it is a fun weekend for most, crazy weekend for some. Make sure that you are safe out there. Either way, make sure you are safe. Have a good time. Enjoy. It's weird. Do we call Halloween a holiday? Or is it just like a theme day? Either way, enjoy it. Be safe. We will be back Monday. The Truth will be on with us on Monday. Looking forward to having her on. We have confirmed Nick Roach, former Bears linebacker, next Thursday, and a lot of other stuff coming up. So we're going to have a lot of fun next week on The Cave Show. Make sure you join us. Monday we'll wrap up all the football and get into all of that as well. Until then, everyone, make sure you have a really great weekend. You can follow us one more time at The Sports Cave. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And you get me directly on the Twitter, PLR on Sports. Until Monday, everyone be safe and enjoy. Also, you know, usually we leave with the temps. Temps always bring us home. But considering it's Halloween weekend, we'll say this. Mike, bring us home. Cave, PLR.